Hey, it's Pastor John Haggard at Treasure Top. Today I want to share a 60-second radio message with you about what's taking so long for Jesus to come back to earth. I mean, why didn't he just come on back? This place is a mess. It's so divided. It's never been like this before. Well, take a listen, and then we will go deeper afterwards. Have you ever wondered what's taking Jesus so long to come back to earth? It's Pastor John Haggard from TreasureTop.com. Jesus said one day everyone would see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:30. The primary reason Jesus has not yet returned is that God is patient with sinners like you and me. God wants all of us in His family. After all, He formed us in our mother's womb. 2 Peter 3:8 and 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." The Greek word taku, which is translated soon or quickly in Revelation 22:20, can also mean without unnecessary delay. Jesus's meaning seems to be that once end-timed events have been set in motion, things will move quickly without any unnecessary delay. Learn more at treasuretop.com. That's treasuretop.com. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper on what is taking so long for Jesus just to come back to earth. I think most everybody would agree, we really are in a real mess here. I don't think the country has ever been more divided since the American Civil War, known as the War Between the States, if you know your history, that went on for 4 years, and that was back in 1861 to 1865 between the United States and the 11 southern states that seceded from the Union and formed the Confederate States of America. We experience time as a progression. You know, we move forward in a linear fashion. In terms of time, we know there is a past, a present, and a future. And we measure time in units like seconds, minutes, hours, days, and even years. We also have a sense of the passage of time and you know how it can feel slow or fast depending upon the situation. For example, time can feel like it's dragging on when we are bored or in a deep valley of depression or indecisiveness, but can really fly by when we are engaged in something fun we like to do, like a vacation. So let's dig in a little deeper as the podcast message continues on what is taking so long for Jesus just to come back to earth. So let's go to 2 Peter 3:8 and 9, which says, "With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day." So when you think about it, in a sense, Jesus has only been gone a little over 2 days from earth. If a thousand years are like a day to the Lord, the words soon or quickly in Revelation 22 verse 20 then does not have to mean immediately when we look at the Greek translation of the word taku. The New Testament was written in Greek, so it's important to understand the meaning of the Greek word in order to more accurately understand the translation of God's word. The next event in God's prophetic plan before Jesus' second coming is called the rapture of the church. Rapture means the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. That's Paul speaking in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. So God will resurrect all believers who have died, give them glorified bodies, and take them from the earth along with all living believers who will also be given glorified bodies at that time. The rapture is where God snatches away all believers from the earth to make way for His righteous judgment that will be poured out on the earth during the tribulation period. The rapture is different than the second coming because at the rapture, now get this, the Lord comes in the clouds to meet us in the air, as stated in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And that place will be the third heaven that I've talked about before. Remember that the first heaven is the atmosphere that we breathe and where airplanes fly. The second heaven are the planets, the moon and the stars. The third heaven is where God resides, and that is where the dead in Christ and those who are still alive at the time of the rapture will go to be with the Lord forever. Now at the second coming, the Lord descends all the way to the earth to stand on the Mount of Olives, resulting in a great earthquake followed by a defeat of God's enemies. Zechariah 14 verses 3 and 4 says, "Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as when he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mount shall move northward and the other half southward." The rapture is the next event. There is no prophesied event that stands between now and the coming rapture, according to 1 Peter 1:20, 1 Corinthians 10:11, and Hebrews 1:2. The second coming of Christ, then, will happen only after all the events of Matthew 24 have occurred. Matthew 24:33 in the New Living Translation says, "In the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his return is very near, right at the door." You know, as Christians, we should live as if the rapture could occur at any moment, because it could at any moment. This means that we should work fast to be responsible for as many people getting into heaven as we can. Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." The reason for urgency is because if someone dies before accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they can never get into heaven. There is no second chance. If you have not already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you may not have a second chance. Anyone who dies before accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is doomed to live eternity in hell. As Jesus says in Matthew 25:41, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Jesus is talking about those who refuse to accept him as their Lord and Savior. It's your choice. You get to choose where you are going to spend eternity. If you'd like to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, I'll lead you in this prayer, and you can say this prayer out loud or to yourself if you like, or just say, "Me too, Lord." Pray this: "Jesus, come into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins." If you just prayed that prayer and really mean it in your heart, congratulations. And would you let me know about it? Email me, john@treasuretop.com. That's john@treasuretop.com. And if you'd like to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you can go to our website, treasuretop.com, and press the Give button on the top menu. Just want to say thank you for all of you who have helped and who continue to help us spread the saving grace, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support. And I also understand in times like these that many of you are unable to give financial support, and that's okay, because no one should ever give unless God leads them to give. And as you may know, I don't take a salary from Treasure Top. I do this for free. If you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, please pray about partnering with us so that together we can contribute to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. And please share our podcast with friends or people you know who need an encouraging word, and we all do. Just click on the podcast message, and underneath my picture, you will see a share button for Facebook, Twitter, and you can also download the episode if you like. And if you want to share the episode in an email, just copy the link that you see beside the word link, paste it in your email, and send it off. You can also subscribe to be notified of our latest episodes in the same place by pressing the subscribe button. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones, and see you next time on this podcast.